Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, March 28th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Wisconsin Badger basketball team is one win away from their first Final Four appearance since 2000. They reached the Elite Eight for the first time in 9 years by beating Baylor 69-52 in the West Region semifinals in Anaheim. The second-seeded Badgers got 19 points, six blocked shots from Frank Kaminsky as Kaminsky and Wisconsin's offense took apart that Baylor 1-3-1 zone early.
That was one of our points in our scouting report, getting into the middle of the zone, try to make some plays happen. They left the middle of the zone open a little bit, and we were able to get the ball in there and get some easy baskets at the rim, some easy kickouts for threes. So, we just kind of hammered it into the middle and made some things happen.
Ben Rust hit for 14. Nigel Hayes at 10. Sam Decker added 7. About the only sore spot, Badgers were just 11 of 20 from the line. But they built a comfortable lead. They were up 13 at the half, 29-16, and literally coasted to the win for head coach Bo Ryan.
We get 40 more minutes, and I'm awfully proud of them. They played hard, and there's a lot of areas we can improve on, but we'll talk about that later. I'm just proud of the performance they gave tonight.
Badgers now 29-7 on the season. As for Baylor, head coach Scott Drew says Wisconsin was impressive.
First and foremost, Wisconsin really played a great game today. Shot 52% from the field, and we did a very poor job in making things tough. First half, we held them to 29 points, but they shot 48%, and Wisconsin's probably, if not the toughest team to come back, definitely one of the hardest to come back from.
On to the regional final for the Badgers, but Ben Bruss says Bo Ryan will not even let us think about the Final Four.
He's not going to let us look too far ahead. We also just know that we're going to get prepared for whoever we play, because in order to get to a point like that, we got to do all the same things we've been doing to get to this point, which is focus one at a time for whoever we have. And when that time comes, we'll handle it.
They'll have to handle the number one seed in the West, the Arizona Wildcats, who beat a very good fourth-seeded San Diego State team 70-64. Nick Johnson, 15 points, scored all of his points in the final 3.5 minutes. Head coach Sean Miller says that was a gritty effort.
You don't get to this level without having that toughness and resolve that we have. And that, to me, was the storyline of the game. Us finding a way, being tough-minded, and almost willing our way to the finish line.
Not there yet. That'll be tomorrow night in Anaheim. South Region semifinals. The 11th-seeded Dayton Flyers still dancing. They beat number 10 Stanford 82-72 behind 18 points from Jordan Seibert.
My teammates did a great job of applying pressure. Credit to Stanford. They did a great job, making it tough for us all game, but at the end of the day, my teammates did a great job of executing offensively and defensively.
Dayton will now have to go up against the number one seed and top-ranked team in the country, the Florida Gators. They beat fourth-seeded UCLA 79-68. Michael Frazier with 19. Billy Donovan's Gators have reeled off 29 straight wins.
Yeah, I thought we moved the ball well, got it down the lane, against their defense. They do a good job positionally, trying to shut off the lane. I think when you can get the ball down against the teeth, their defense, or any defense for that matter, it's helpful.
The Midwest and East regional semifinals are Friday night in Indianapolis. The Midwest will feature Kentucky against Louisville, Tennessee going against Michigan, and at Madison Square Garden, it will be UConn against Iowa State, Michigan State against top-seeded Virginia. More college basketball. Marquette University introduced a new president yesterday, but they'll stay with their athletic director. Bill Cords remains for one more year on an interim basis, and he's continuing to look for a head coach, with Buzz Williams leaving for Virginia Tech. Shaka Smart says he's going to stay put at VCU. Cord says the search will proceed and they want a coach who will stay.
Well, we're not a stepping stone. I think there was one time where you might say that, but I don't think we are now. We're going to find the best possible coach we can. We feel that we have everything in place to make sure that person has a chance to do what we all want to do, and that's get back to the Final Four. And
Cord says he will not release recruits from their letters of intent just yet. They'll wait until the new coach is hired. That list of recruits includes Sandy Cohen of Seymour, Associated Press All-State first-teamer. The Associated Press released its girls All-State team, and Allie LeClaire of Green Bay Notre Dame named to the first team All-State, along with another Green Bay recruit, Jessica Lindstrom of Superior. They were joined by Jenny Lindner of Nielsville, Gabrielle Ortiz of Racine Prairie, and the girls high school player of the year, Arike Ogunbowale of Divine Savior Holy Angels. Steve Alunchik of Oak Creek was named the girls coach of the year. Second team All-State included Frankie Wirtz of Kimberly, third team McKenna Larson of O'Connell Falls, calls. And among the honorable mentions, Kennedy Blonick of Algoma, Lake and James of Ocano, Abby Radu of Fox Valley Lutheran, Mackenzie Greisch of Appleton North, Miranda Hubritz of Oostburg, and C.J. Usadel of Sheboygan North. And now to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks snapped an 8-game slide by beating the Los Angeles Lakers at the Bradley Center on Thursday night, 108-105. Brandon Knight with 30 points. Ramon Sessions added 22. Pretty good backcourt tandem for head coach Larry Drew.
They seem to play well off of one another tonight. Played them some heavy minutes tonight, but they responded very well.
Bucks now 14-58, but they'll finish the season without Ersan Ilyasova. He'll be shut down with lingering foot and ankle injuries. He'd averaged over 11 points a game for the Bucks this year. They will host Miami on Saturday night. Milwaukee is still one game below the Philadelphia 76ers for the worst record in the league, but Houston beat Philly 120-98 behind a triple-double from James Harden, as Michael Carter-Williams and the 76ers have now tied the NBA record for 26 consecutive losses.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It is what it is. I don't really have too many thoughts about it. I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just going out there and, I'm trying to win a ball game.
Portland Trailblazers beat the Atlanta Hawks 100-85. LaMarcus Aldridge returns after missing 9 games to score 25. The Hawks have dropped 5 in a row. Their lead over the New York Knicks for the final playoff spot in the East now down to 1.5 games. And Chris Paul scores 31 as the LA Clippers beat the Dallas Mavericks 109-103. To the National Hockey League, Boston Bruins shutting out the Chicago Blackhawks 3-0. No easy task, but it was for Tuukka Rask, who had 28 saves in the Nets.
Yeah, that was best one in a while, I think, for 60 minutes. From my standpoint, I don't think they got too many chances, and what they got, then the guys cleared the rebounds or I saw the shot and controlled the puck. So it was a great effort from everybody.
Phoenix Coyotes beat the New Jersey Devils 3-2 in a shootout. The LA Kings over the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-2. Montreal beat Detroit 5-4. Tampa Bay Lightning over the New York Islanders 3-2 in a 13-round shootout. Carolina blanked Florida 3-0. Anton Hudobin with 35 saves. St. Louis Blues over the Minnesota Wild 5-1. TJ Oshie, his first career hat trick.
I think it's just a bonus. We're really focusing on playing good team hockey right now, and that's what you got tonight. Three of them just happened to go off my stick. The next night is going to be someone else.
Nashville Predators hammered the Buffalo Sabres 6-1. Colorado beats Vancouver 3-2 in overtime. Tyson Berry, the game-winning goal. And Winnipeg beats San Jose by a score of 4-3. In college hockey, the NCAA Division I tournament opens on Friday, and the Wisconsin Badgers will be the number one seed in the Midwest Regional. They will skate in Cincinnati Friday afternoon against their former WCHA rival, North Dakota. Jefferson Dahl on going up against an old friend.
We've seen him over the last 3 years. We've played them quite a bit. We know what they're going to bring. They know what we're going to bring. We're just looking forward to the opportunity, and I'm sure it'll be a good one.
Green Bay Gamblers have their final 3 home games of the regular season this weekend. They'll host Lincoln Friday night, Team USA Saturday night, face off at 7:05. Sunday afternoon at 3:05, it's the Waterloo Blackhawks. Gamblers in a tie for the 4th and final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference with 5 games left on the regular season. And the Milwaukee Brewers have broken camp in Maryvale, Arizona. Their final Cactus League game was an 8-2 loss to the Cincinnati Reds. Kyle Loesch went 5 innings, gave up 2 runs, scattered 5 hits. Brewers will welcome the Kansas City Royals for a pair of exhibition games at Miller Park this weekend and open up the 2014 season with Giovanni Gallardo facing the Atlanta Braves in Miller Park on opening day on Monday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.